Now, Victoria, I gather you've been looking at a paper about pollution causing problems for seabirds. What's that about?
Well, it's sort of news that's been discussed for the last few weeks, actually. I don't know if you recall, but it was reasonably big news in the UK that these poor, unfortunate seabirds started washing up on our south coast, covered in this mysterious gluey substance. And the RSPB, who were looking into this, really didn't know what this stuff was. And it turns out that over a few weeks of doing chemical tests on these birds and trying to get them cleaned off and help them, that this stuff is this incredibly ubiquitous chemical called polyisobutene or polyisobutylene. It's a synthetic rubber, and it's used in chewing gum, it's used in cling film, but it's also used to clean out ships' tanks because it's very sticky and cloying and can get into the corners and reach other parts that more toxic chemicals even can't reach. It's completely non-toxic as well. So a lot of these ships, it seems, might have been discharging quantities of this PIB, this polyisobutene, into the water. And then it's kind of conglomerating because it's very, very hydrophobic. It repels all the water away and conglomerates in big blobs. And it's as the seabirds sort of dive around where this stuff is floating in layers, they're getting it all over their feathers. So actually the RSPB are saying they want it banned so that it can protect marine life in the future.
Isn't there a danger, Victoria, that if we ban it, then they've still got to clean their tanks on ships and lubricate their engines and things, they'll just find something else to use which may be equally damaging.
Or more damaging. I mean, or damaging in a very different way, because the thing about this stuff is that it PIB is completely non-toxic. Like I said, it's used in chewing gum, so, you know, you've probably chewed it at some point in your life. And so, yeah, it is. It's a concern that there might not be something that's as easy to use and as effective to replace it. But what they're saying is that at the moment, there might be cases where it's being legally discharged very close to the coast because it's being discharged in this kind of limited quantities at a reasonable distance. And because it conglomerates in this way, it's sort of just floating in these blobs. And then the seabirds are being really particularly affected because they're diving through it. So they think it's injured or killed about 4,000 seabirds. And there's probably countless that are out offshore that haven't washed up on beaches that have died because of this. So what they want is regulations to say that ships aren't allowed to discharge it in the sea at all. And then they can put some other kind of practice in place whereby people can be helped to kind of legally clean out their tanks and legally discharge this stuff onshore and dispose of it safely.
That's not going to go down very well with the ship owners, though, is it? Because it's enormous cost, and it means that then they don't have the convenience of being able to just chuck it away at sea.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's practicality issues in there. Although there was a big call that went out from the RSPB and the RSPCA and the Marine Conservation Service, and it was also supported by the UK Chamber for Shipping. So the industry body is actually saying, yes, we're going to get behind this, and we want to be behind good practice. So they obviously want to get involved with having the regulations in place so that the investment goes into shipping, so that the people that are actually investing in doing things properly get the money behind them, and they're able to get different materials to be able to clean out their tanks and lubricate their engines in a safe and sort of marine environment friendly way.
Thanks, Vic. Well, it all comes down to greed, doesn't it? Which may actually, Dominic, interestingly, underlie where we actually got farming from in the first place.
That's right.